Neither Kreitlow nor Moulton can claim the outsider label this election. They've both spent time in Madison. But it's their time outside the Capitol that both candidates used to introduce themselves during a forum last night on Wisconsin public radio station WHWC in Eau Claire. Kreitlow said he was raised by a single mom on food stamps, which taught him a few things.
The struggles of dealing with poverty, with joblessness, and with wanting to make sure that there's something that doesn't give you a handout so much as an opportunity.
Moulton says he got into this race because of his 8 grandkids and because he thinks the state is headed in the wrong direction.
We've created what seems to be an anti-business climate, and I want my grandkids to be able to stay here, to grow up here, and most importantly, to get a job here.
Moulton blames the tax increases in the budget passed by Democrats. It's an issue Kreitlow has to discuss as an incumbent, but he broached it head-on last night. Kreitlow touted the new combined reporting tax the legislature passed. It prevents multi-state corporations from using subsidiaries in other states to avoid paying Wisconsin taxes.
They were one-size-fits-all handouts and bailouts, basically, to corporate America, even if they were moving jobs out of Wisconsin or out of the country.
Kreitlow says that prevented even deeper budget cuts to education or health care, and it let lawmakers offer targeted tax incentives to companies that promise to create jobs. Moulton says there's more room to trim in government, and he wouldn't rule out an across-the-board cut for every agency this year.
The problem with trying to make cuts in spending in government is you've got special interests that are always trying to defend this particular pot or that particular pot, and if you protect enough of those, then you can't reduce spending.
As far as specific cuts go, Moulton says one area the state could look at is Medicaid.
There is in the Medicaid program, now I'm not talking about the benefits for those people, but I'm talking about the fraud and abuse that's in this system.
Moulton thinks that fraud could include Medicaid recipients who are getting benefits to which they're not entitled, although a 2008 audit that looked at nearly 9.5 million Medicaid transactions found fewer than 100 that were questionable. Kreitlow says it's an inconsistent stance for Moulton, who also favors a smaller government and less regulation.
You can't say that you want more enforcement and crackdown on the ubiquitous waste, fraud, and abuse, but then not have the regulations and the proper amount of resources and employees or whatever to go ahead and follow through with that.
Agriculture is big in parts of the Senate district. Kreitlow has been the lead sponsor on bills that encourage ethanol and raw milk production. On another ag issue, Moulton and the Farm Bureau say Kreitlow was wrong to support changes to use value assessment, the law that lowers farm property taxes. Kreitlow says he wanted to prevent abuse of the law. UW Eau Claire political science professor emeritus Mort Cyprus says the senator has been busy in the district.
He's been doing the kinds of things incumbents do. He's been in the news a lot. He's experienced in terms of getting into the news. He was, after all, a TV anchor.
Cyprus says Moulton is known among voters from his old assembly seat.
But he would be much lesser known in the other two-thirds of the district.
Eau Claire County makes up a larger part of the vote for this district than it did 10 years ago. Cyprus says that's where Kreitlow's strength is. Republicans are hoping a big year nationally will help flip this competitive seat back to their side. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.